Making The Dolphins of Shark Bay was a real challenge for the British and Australian film crew. Dolphins are capable of swimming at speeds of over 20 miles per hour. Quick-witted and elusive, the team were up against it from the very start. To tell Puck and Samu's remarkable story, director Nick Stringer decided the only way to do it was to use a miniature high-definition camera called a Polecam.
Nobody's really ever told the story of a family of dolphins before. It was a very ambitious vision and probably one of the biggest challenges I'd ever faced.
Getting some nice stuff, loads of sea grass, but so I'm really happy about that. Yeah, it's going well. Little camera's working.
Using the Polecam was a two-man operation. The camera, no larger than a water bottle, was operated by Ben Cunningham. Live images of the dolphins were then fed back to Nick, who was watching on a small monitor.
Tilt down, turn right, Ben. Tilt down and left.
He was then able to guide Ben towards the dolphins.
That's a beautiful shot. Look at that.
But the team didn't have it all their own way.
The filming was immensely challenging. Shark Bay is one of the windiest places in Australia. And when we did get out on the water, visibility was often terrible. And the dolphins were very difficult to get close to. Our patience was severely tested.
10 meters, 12 o'clock, roll it.
The team's biggest challenge was trying to film young Samu.
Swimming away, just out of range, I think. Cut it.
He appeared to be playing games with the crew.
Roll it.
Coming tantalizingly close to the boat before swimming away.
I'd go behind. Gone behind.